This is the Expect to Win podcast with Pete Smith.
Hey everybody, it's Pete. You know, one of the most challenging aspects of the entire significance framework happens to be the very first pillar of the entire framework, which is about the concept of choice. Now, when I explain the whole concept of choice as it relates to significance, I mean, most people get that conceptually. And most people believe that they are in fact responsible or accountable, or that they do acknowledge that they do have a choice. But a lot of people don't accept the fact that they always have a choice. And we know this because they'll spend their time focused on all of the reasons why they're not able to achieve the things that they say they want to achieve. All the time that they spend in making excuses or blaming someone else for why something happened, or rationalizing their behavior, or denying that they ever did something. And so that's where a lot of people end up getting in a rut. They stay stuck. And there are a lot of different opportunities that present themselves on a daily basis that allow that type of mind frame to set in. And it's so easy to do. I want to give you a couple of different examples. Recently, I was speaking at a conference and kind of going through this type of example with the group. And I gave a pretty dark example, to be honest with you. I said, if something bad were to happen to your kids, if you didn't do X, would you not try to do everything you possibly could in order to do X? And of course the answer is, well, yes, we would, you know, and because we don't want anything bad to happen to our kids. I mean, our kids are our top priorities for many of us. Anyway, and so it's kind of a dark example because I certainly wasn't saying that anything bad was going to happen to any of the kids of the attendees. But it goes to show that when we place something of high enough importance, we'll do whatever it takes in order to achieve that, right? And so I want you to consider, where in your life right now are you making these types of excuses? It's simply because you haven't prioritized it correctly. Or you're saying that you want to do something, but the reality is you don't really want to do it. In which case, my encouragement to you would be, then stop saying you do, right? Not everything has to be of critical importance. I'll give you another example. As you know, my wife and I and our family, we moved to North Carolina. We got disrupted by the hurricane here for the past couple weeks. And I had a conference to attend out in California. Now, from Wilmington, we went to Charlotte for a couple days. And all of a sudden, the flights from Charlotte to California were being canceled. Well, not the flights anywhere from Charlotte were being canceled. And I didn't know if I could risk staying there another couple days in the event that my flight to California ended up being canceled as well, which is going to be on a Monday. So what we ended up doing was we rebooked that flight out of the Washington, D.C. area, which is where we used to live. And we drove from Charlotte back to D.C. We waited out the storm. I took my flights out there. Now, when I was sharing this with a few different people, I got two very different responses. One person said, well, I'm sure the event would understand if you couldn't make it out. After all, you're dealing with a hurricane. All right. That was one response. Someone else said, so where did you rebook your flights? Right, two different things. I presented the same situation to two different people. One person says, clearly the event is going to understand if you can't make it because you're dealing with the hurricane. The other person just assumes I'm going to make it out there and says, so where did you rebook your flights? Right? And so I thought that's an interesting take from two different perspectives, because both of them kind of make sense. You know, it would be easy to agree with the one person that thought I should not go out and that I should just tell the event organizers, hey, I can't make it because of the hurricane. I mean, that makes sense. And I could also agree with the person who said, so where'd you rebook it? Why? Because you committed to being somewhere. And so here's where the whole idea of convenience, it comes into play. You know, many of you have heard me say that I think the accountability villain lies in circumstance. And depending on the circumstances of any given situation, that's usually when we will apply a specific level of responsibility that we want to take toward that particular event or outcome or whatever the case may be. Certainly it wasn't convenient for me to get out to California, but you can't let inconvenient circumstances interfere with who you are and what you want to try to achieve. Post-hurricane, I'm coming across the same thing. You know, my kids have been out of school for a couple weeks, and it looks like they're going to be out for yet another week. And the picture that I have attached to the email that I sent you is the setup where my wife has taken it upon herself to basically hold school for a few hours a day for the boys, right? And so Now you may say, well, your wife was a teacher, so of course she can do that. She has the equipment, she has the supplies. And if that's the case, you know, two things. Number one, yes, I'm very blessed that she used to teach and she can step right in and fulfill this role during this temporary period. That's a given. But number two, if in fact that was one of your thoughts, I want you to consider how easy it was to immediately rationalize why you, if you were in the same position, couldn't do the same thing. All right. And again, it isn't a matter of being right or wrong. You may say, well, I'm not a teacher. I didn't ask you to be a teacher. Right? The point is to look at those circumstances where it's easy for us to step back and say, I can't do what so-and-so is doing because I'm not smart enough, I don't have the capabilities, I don't have the resources, whatever the case is. Maybe it just simply isn't that important. Because if it is, you'll find a way to do it, right? This week is kind of a hard-charging challenge to you to recognize, look, where are you making excuses? Where are you placing blame? Where are you rationalizing your behavior? And my challenge to you is to stop. Recognize that you're doing it because it doesn't change the fact that you're not able to move forward the more that our mind frame is stuck in thinking about why we don't or why we can't. Instead, what would you be able to do if in fact you had it as a high enough priority to where you had to utilize every ounce of resources you could muster in order to achieve something that you deem to be worthwhile? So no more excuses, no more blame, and instead let's go back to taking responsibility and accountability. Why? Because we always have a choice. See you next week. Take care.